You're listening to SBS News.
These are delicate times within perilous times. That seems to be the overriding message, in various forms, from world leaders at this point in the coronavirus crisis. Some countries, like Denmark and New Zealand, have announced the easing of restrictions. Others, like the United States, are debating the if, when, and how to aspects of doing so. But amidst the widespread acceptance of temporary curbs on civil liberties, an economic activity that is taking a crushing toll on most countries on Earth, the World Health Organization is warning that these restrictions, in and of themselves, are not an instant ticket to curing coronavirus. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says such restrictions are not a substitute for proper diagnosis and management of COVID-19 cases.
So-called lockdowns can help to take the heat out of a country's epidemic, but they cannot end it alone. Countries must now ensure they can detect, test, isolate and care for every case and trace every contact. Trust us, the worst is yet ahead of us.
One country deliberating on its restrictions is Germany, a country widely praised for its reaction to the pandemic. A country of 83 million people, it has had nearly 150,000 cases, but less than 5,000 deaths. It has eased some restrictions, with some shops now preparing to reopen. But Chancellor Angela Merkel is cautioning against a broader reopening of the economy just yet.
Wir dürfen keine Sekunde aus den Augen verlieren, dass wir trotz allem immer noch ganz am Anfang.
If we lift restrictions now, if we relax them, we do not know exactly what the consequences will be. And therefore, we have to proceed step by step, slowly and carefully, because it would be a pity if we went into a relapse with our eyes open.
Perhaps no country has suffered in this pandemic quite like Italy, with more than 24,000 deaths, second only to the United States. But amidst a wave of horrific stories over the last 8 weeks, there is some hope. On the two-month anniversary of the coronavirus outbreak in the country, Italy has, for the first time, registered its first drop in the number of currently infected patients. Italian Civil Protection Chief Angelo Borelli revealing the good news at a press conference.
Partiamo dal numero dei casi totali. Questa sera il numero dei casi totali sono...
We will start with the number of total cases. This evening, the total number of cases is 181,228, with an increase compared to yesterday of 2,256 people. As of today, the total number of people who are positive are 108,237, with a decrease of 20 people with respect to yesterday. This is the first time another positive piece of data that the number of people who are currently positive is going down.
In the United States, the arguments go on. There have been nearly 800,000 cases and more than 40,000 deaths. Several state governors have complained to the federal government that they lack the supplies they need to test for COVID-19. The governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, says he's managed to procure an extra 500,000 tests, not from the federal government, but from South Korea. President Donald Trump has hit back in public at Mr. Hogan, effectively calling him stupid, despite the fact the two men are in the same political party.
Hundreds and hundreds of labs are ready, willing, and able. Some of the governors, like, as an example, the governor from Maryland didn't really understand the list. He didn't understand too much about what was going on. So now I think he'll be able to do that. It's pretty simple. But they have tremendous capacity, and we hope to be able to help him out. We'll work with him and work with all of the governors.
Mr. Trump claims criticism of his coronavirus response is largely politically motivated, with the presidential election due to be held in November. Bearing the brunt of coronavirus criticism, too, is China, where the virus first came to notice. Calls for more accountability from China's ruling Communist Party have been echoed by many around the world, including Australia. The latest to echo those calls, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I think it's extremely important that we understand exactly what happened and ask really tough questions of all countries involved, including China. This is something that we need to pursue.
Worldwide, there has officially been nearly 2.5 million infections of coronavirus spread over 185 countries. More than 170,000 people have died. Nearly 650,000 people have contracted the virus, but since recovered. And you can keep up with the latest on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.